Hey, what's up? This is Bear Witness of A Tribe Called Red, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums now charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Great website, and these charts are for the week ending Tuesday, June 18th, 2013. Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Yeah, Earshot is the national campus and community report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com, so go check it out. You can find the entire national top 50 from which we play selections from the top 20 charting albums over the 2 hours of the program. And as Anthony mentioned, we're about to delve into the top 10 albums this week. You can also find regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week, many of which we thank for airing the program. Other published charts also include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. Go check it out. There are some new articles by bands that we've played on the program, such as the Besnard Lakes, the Abrams Singers, and more. So go to earshot-online.com.
Check it out. And if you want to reach us, a few ways to do it. earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. That is our handle on Twitter. All great ways to reach out to us. And if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you and give you a feature on this show. We have a couple lined up that'll be coming up in the next couple of weeks, but we can never get enough. So please contact us and we'll throw you into the mix of the charts. And with that said, we're going to start the countdown now of the top 10. Keep in mind that coming up this hour of the program, you'll also get your entertainment news with Stephen Karlick, senior editor for Exclaim.
All right, at number 10 this week, quite a rise all the way from number 50, the new album, their second, Imaginary Cities, and it's called Fall of Romance. You're going to hear a track called Chasing the Sunset.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Thank you.
the Earshot 20.
That was a track called Chances Are by Amy Milan and Dan Mangan from the Arts and Crafts X compilation, which is this week at number 8, up from 19. Before that, number 9, up from 18, was Colin Stetson from his newest record, New History Warfare Volume 3, To See More Light. You heard a track called This Bed of Shattered Bones. And starting off that set was Choosing the Sunset by Imaginary Cities. Their newest record is at number 10, all the way up from 50, and it's called Fall of Romance.
And if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you miss any part of the program, don't worry. We upload onto radio4all.net, and it's also a podcast on iTunes you can grab if you want to go back and listen to any part of the show, including in the first hour, we had Bear Witness from A Tribe Called Red, and the first 10. So if you missed that, you can go back and give that a listen if you'd like. All right, we're going to keep moving along here now and tell you what's coming up next. Brian will, anyway.
Sing Sail number 7 is The National from the album Trouble Will Find Me. Here's a track called Hard to Find.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
They'd probably be hard to find.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
The Earshot 20.
Rack Attack by No Joy from the album Wait to Pleasure, falling just one spot this week to number 6. And sitting still number 7 was The National from Trouble Will Find Me. You heard a track called Hard to Find.
All right, if you're just tuning in, it's The Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation. We're going to take a break from that now and bring you your entertainment news.
It's The Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. The Polaris Music Prize has unveiled its 2013 long list. The long list was unveiled June 13th. Of course, it was 40 long and include artists like Tribe Called Red, Daphne, Evening Hymns, Mac DeMarco, Chili Gonzalez, and more. The Polaris Music Prize awards $30,000 to the best Canadian album released between June 2012 and May 2013, based on artistic merit alone. The jurors will re-vote to whittle the list down to a top 10 shortlist, which will be unveiled on July 16th, with the eventual winner being selected by a grand jury at the Polaris Music Prize Gala on September 23rd. Hip-hop kingpin Jay-Z has announced a new album titled Magna Carta Holy Grail. The album came as a surprise when it was advertised during the NBA Finals in a commercial that featured Jay-Z hanging out with Swiss Beatz, Rick Rubin, Pharrell, and Timbaland, all producers who you can expect to hear on the album. The album will be released July 4th via an app on Samsung Galaxy phones. The app will hit Google Play on June 24th. Canada's own hip-hopper Drake has announced a Canada Heavy North American tour this summer with Miguel and Future. The trek will kick off on September 25th in Portland, Oregon, and will conclude in Los Angeles on November 25th. But the months between will include stops in Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatoon, Winnipeg, Montreal, and Ottawa, as well as a hometown Toronto date on October 24th. Of course, this will all come after August 4th and 5th's OVO shows, Drake's annual festival held in Toronto. Speaking of festivals, Toronto's All Caps Island Festival has announced its initial lineup. The final installment of the annual festival will include Rich O'Coin, The Blow, Shotgun Jimmy, Beliefs, and more. The festival will go down August 10th and 11th at Artscape Gibraltar Point on Toronto Island and will allow camping, making this the only overnight festival within Toronto's city limits. Early Bird Festival passes will go on sale June 25th. And speaking of festivals, Amnesia Rock Fest, a festival recently held in Montebello, Quebec for its third installation, became a, quote, organizational shit show when it happened this past weekend. More than 100,000 people attended the event in the small town of Montebello, and critics said that the organizers weren't equipped to deal with the volume of people who showed up. Problems at the festival included an understaffed box office with a three-hour wait at the front entrance, overflowing portable toilets that weren't cleaned up, no announcement that bands like Bad Brains and Cro-Mags had been canceled, garbage that wasn't tidied, not allowing outside water and then running out of water on site, an inefficient shuttle system to parking lots and campsites that were several kilometers off-site, band delays, and overfilled campsites that resulted in folks with reservations being turned away. Nicole LaFlamme, a member of the local municipal council, told the Ottawa Citizen that, quote, right now, our town looks more like a garbage can. Montebello's mayor, however, Pierre Bertrand, told the newspaper, overall, I think it's a good event. Of course, the festival may go on in 2014 since organizer Alex Martel's contract for use of the grounds continues through next year. In album releases this week, Kanye West released his much-anticipated Yeezus. Where West's 2010 landmark, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, successfully aspired to find some middle ground between layered, classical ornamentation and gritty boom-bap, Yeezus is for the screw-faced snobs in the club with secret hate crushes on the hipsters at their day jobs. It's Kanye West baring his fangs, oversharing, and consciously grappling with his overreaching, overindulging beast within, fighting hard to believe that, quote, one good girl is worth a thousand bitches. Toronto synth-pop outfit Ostra has also released a new album, Olympia. The sophomore effort is everything its predecessor, Feel It Break, was poised to become. It's the best version of the band we've seen yet, according to Exclaim's reviewer. The three-piece have taken their once two-dimensional sound of chilling MIDI synths and added myriad colors of electro-dance fanfare, highlighting improved pop lyrics as aided by co-songwriter Sari Lightman. Singer Katie Stelmanis still shines as the album star, with her operatic voice soaring high above the foundation of live instruments, as well as pulsating house-influenced beats, haunting harmonies, and flourishes of strings and flutes. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is a new one by Porcelain Raft, who announced a new album for August 20th on Secretly Canadian titled Permanent Signal. This is first single Think of the Ocean on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Thank you.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 5. Number 4.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
Trasher by Hooded Fang. This week, their latest record, Graves, is at number 4, up from 9. And for that, number 5, falling from number 2 was Young Galaxy with Ultramarine. You heard a track called Fall For You.
Only 3 more to bring you before the hour is up and we get through the top 20 again this week. But we're going to take a quick break from that countdown now, just for a moment. And Brian is going to tell you about some of the albums making debuts on the charts, but not quite into the top 20 yet. And this is what we call it.
It's the lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Loads of new albums debuting this week below the top 20 threshold, just as last week as well, as we're in the midst of June. And lots of summer releases coming out. Vancouver's Peter Rick, one half of the duo Humans, releases the self-titled debut album for his new project called Lady Friend at number 50. At number 47, The Boxer Rebellion, which is an English indie rock band, and they release their 4th album called Promises. The Miami-born jazz and blues singer Cecile McLaurin-Savant makes her American debut at number 42. With the album Woman Child. At number 40, Mammoth Cave Recording Company re-releases the first in a series of reissues, beginning with a deluxe edition of the classic surf rock debut from the Toronto instrumental rock band Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. That's at number 40, and it's called Savvy Showstoppers. At number 39 is Eleanor Friedberger and her latest record called Personal Record. At number 38 is Teen and the new EP from the psych rock group featuring former Here We Go Magic's Christina Teeny Liebersim is called Carolina. At number 36 is the 23-year-old indie folk singer, songwriter, and guitarist Laura Marling's 4th album, again produced by Ethan Johns, and that's called Once I Was an Eagle. At number 34, the 5th album from the Malian singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Rokia Traore called Beautiful Africa. At number 33, Burger Records reissues the heavily sought-after 2008 debut from the LA via Vermont garage rock and power pop project King Tuff, and that EP is called Was Dead. At number 27, the 2nd LP from the indie pop duo Big Deal, comprised of Californian Casey Underwood and Londoner Alice Costello, is called June Gloom. At number 24, singer-songwriter and ex-Alexis on Fire singer Dallas Green releases his 4th studio album. That, of course, is the project called City and Color, and the new record is called The Hurry and the Harm. At number 23, the 10th EP from the Vancouver indie rock band Said the Whale is called I Love You. And finally, number 21, album number 4 from the Brazilian pop outfit CSS, now minus Soul Mill member Adriano Sintra, part produced by TV on the Radio's David Sitek, is called Planta.
My name pick of the week, Eleanor Friedberger. Favorite ever. I love it. She wins a prize. She doesn't know what it is yet. I'm going to email her after this is done. She's winning a prize. All right. Thank you for that, Brian. Greatly appreciated. As always. Nothing to add, eh?
Can I leave now?
All right. 3 more songs and then you can leave.
It's starting to rain out in this land.
I know. It's awful. It's atrocity after all the nice weather.
Need to
hide. Yeah, I know. All right. We will do 3 more songs and then we will be done for the week and you can go about your normal lives until next week again. So we'll bring you those 3 tracks right now.
All right. You're going to hear Little Wild Love by Golden Youth. They're sitting still at number 3 at their latest record, Beyond Wilderness. And number 2, up from 8, is The Ketamines with the album You Can't Serve 2 Masters. You're going to hear a track called So Clean. And at number 1, once again this week, is Daft Punk. The latest record called Random Access Memories. We'll let you know what you heard when we return.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Western summer breeds a new world.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
I didn't wanna be the one to forget. person.
It's the Earshot 20.
Number week for a second week in a row. That was Daft Punk from Random Access Memories. Her track called Instant Crush. And number two this week is The Ketamines. And from the album You Can't Serve Two Masters, you heard a track called So Clean. And starting off that set to end the program, you heard Little Wild Love from Golden Youth. Sitting Still, number three, is their latest Beyond Wilderness.
All right, that does it for us for another week. We will be back next week with a brand new countdown. Who knows? Maybe a new number one. Maybe Daft Punk will sit around at number one for a couple of weeks. I predict that that's what's going to happen.
Maybe.
I feel like they're going to sit there and taunt me with my inability to interview.
Ketamines are coming up quick, though.
That's true.
They debuted number eight. They're sitting at number two this week. And yeah, lots of other big albums on their way up. Imaginary Cities all the way from number 50 to number 10. Probably see them climb higher. And yeah, who knows what else. Some big debuts as well. New EP from Said the Whales we talked about in the lowdown. And yeah, lots of other stuff. So
very cool. If you missed any part of the program, you want to catch it again, it is radioforall.net. That's where we upload the program for download. And you can also podcast the show on iTunes. This show airs every week live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio voice from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. You can tune in live online, or if you're in the city, you can listen on the dial. And we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio stations, so check your local listings for that as well. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around, because there is a lot more great campus and community radio programming on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.